Now, we had a wonderful time in Wyoming. It was my first visit to the state of Wyoming in general.
Same.
Me too.
I think it's everybody on the show's but mine. First time out there, yeah.
I loved it. I loved Casper. I loved how, I know I'm the only one who calls it this, it sits in a bowl. I loved that you could see the whole town when you drove over the ridge from the airport. I loved it.
That was really neat.
And not surprisingly, the people were awesome. It was really cool.
Yeah. Everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
They really were.
I was actually super overwhelmed on Friday when we were filming the show, and it replayed yesterday, Monday. Mm-hmm. And the reason I was overwhelmed was because so many people were telling us about all of these cool things just going on in Casper, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept saying, Maitland, Kelly, you guys are staying the whole weekend. You've got to go to the Funky Junk, which was a cool little day festival that they do in Casper, Wyoming. And that's where they've got creatives out there with art and all kinds of cool stuff they're selling, and a band, and Brady, one of the guys who we met at the live show. So you heard him throughout the show yesterday, plugging his band, Rumble Trunk. And we were just goofing and goofing and goofing. And that very first morning after you guys hopped on your flight Saturday morning, Maitland and I said, we're going to drive all over this beautiful state. And I thought, man, we're going to disappoint so many people who gave us all these recommendations, because I don't know what we can and can't do. So we went and ate at a place that people told us was delicious. The food was instantly amazing, like delightful, great way to start the morning. And then we went over to Funky Junk.
We did.
Where we ran into listeners, we ran into people who worked at the station, and then we got to see Brady's band, Rumble Trunk.
And their
guitar
Rumble
player.
Trunk at Funky Junk.
Yes,
it's an easy mistake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
And he kept saying, Bobby Love's the best guitar player in all of Wyoming. And let me tell you, Bobby Love can shred.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, nice. That man can shred. And we just started our day off so strong.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. And we had so many people walk up to us who said, oh, I can't believe you actually made it out here. That means the most to us. And we thought, well, I mean, there's beer here. There's art. There's all kinds of stuff.
What's not to bring us here?
I know. And it was beautiful, sunshiny weather. And then once we had a little bit of that, Maitland and I decided we're going to book it to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And Maitland had a little stop on the way that she needed to see.
Oh, yeah. There, guys, I love gas stations.
If you say Buc-ee's.
We went there yesterday.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh, that was a whole whirlwind of a reason we ended up there. But first of all, we ended up at the Giant Jackalope Exxon Country Mobile Store.
They have a jackalope museum there.
The world's largest jackalope is there.
Wow.
And you can ride it.
Wow. You can ride the jackalope.
You can sit on the world's
largest. A rabbit with antlers.
Is it alive?
No.
Yeah. I'll send you some pictures, Steve. Get ready for this.
There's one. So they have a giant statue version of one outside.
Yeah.
So you can sit on that. Definitely did that. And then you go inside, and they have all kinds of jackalope stuff in there. They also had a bunch of condoms in the bathroom. Don't know what that was about. I guess, like,
I think they probably sell them for people who would like to have sex.
Jackalopes and people are horny.
Yeah.
So then you go in the back and there was this giant statue, but it was kind of furry. I don't really know how to describe it. But yeah. And then it had a saddle, like a real saddle. And you just...
A real saddle?
A real saddle.
Not a real saddle and everything?
It's huge.
Maitland's enthusiasm for an overstuffed fake animal is intoxicating.
Don't tell her it's fake.
Well, and then they had shirts with UFOs on them that said, ask me about my booty hole.
Yeah. This gas station was amazing.
The sheer joy on your face in this picture.
Wait till you see the next one that they keep inside. The inside one's a real surprise.
The free jacket.
Look at that thing. Isn't that amazing? You're allowed to sit on it. It's the most action I've had in forever.
Are you sure? Because this sign.
It says,
please sit on me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It does. I want one in my bedroom.
It looks like it says, please do not something.
No, it definitely. You're allowed to sit on it. Okay. I got other pictures. I could show you the full sign. We don't need to do that, though. But what was great is that was one of our first gas station stops where Maitland was like, hell yeah, we're going to do this. And we also stopped and got her a sloshy.
I did.
That's Wyoming's water, in case you didn't know.
What is a sloshy again? Is it a slush with alcohol?
Yeah, they're alcoholic slushies, which you can buy at gas stations, which is super cool. And so, like, I'm driving, so I was like, baby girl, got to get her first sloshy. So we got our first sloshy, which was awesome. And then we just cruised right into Jackson Hole, and we made it there in perfect time. The weather was terrible, so we didn't even see any national parks our first night. And instead, we went straight to the hotel we were staying at, changed up our clothes, freshened up, and went to dinner. And that was where we started our adventure of making best friends everywhere we went. Because when we sat down at this bar, where we sat most places, we sat at a bar, To the left of us was Greg with one G, I confirmed, and his cousin Sherman. And to the right of us were Jim and Debbie.
Jim and Debbie.
Who gave us the rest of their wine before they left because they said, we're not going to be able to finish this.
Dang.
Mind you, Jim was wearing a cowboy hat and had a twirly mustache.
Yes.
So we were like, we're going to love him.
They were like grandparents' age, and they were getting on a bus to go do tours of the national park. And they were like, what are you girls doing? Who are you here with? We were like, it's just us. We're wilding out. They're like, you're so brave. I was like, you're adorable.
They called us brave.
So then we
were so sweet.
We trotted from there to the first bar, which is the Million Dollar Cowboy Bar in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And we thought for sure we'll have a couple of drinks here and then we'll go to another bar.
Which at that bar.
You know, they got on that bus and they're like, we just saw Calamity Jane and her daughter.
Yeah. Which at that bar.
We just saw two future victims.
That's more like it.
Let's get a sketch artist on here.
So at that Million Dollar Cowboy Bar, though, instead of bar stools at the bar, you sit, again, on real saddles.
Yeah, and we sat there for so long, our thighs were shaking,
yeah,
which was crazy. And then I said to Maitland, I was like, hey, I know for a fact they've got these little green tea shots here because I've been there before, and they pre-make them, and we can walk right back to our hotel, so we can take as many of these as we want. So we get our first round of drinks, and we take a shot. And I said, we should film each shot we take because chances are we'll take one or two. Five shots later, we were hanging out with Wyoming Kenny Chesney, who's a pilot, making best friends with him. And I called my dad because Wyoming Kenny Chesney said, I'll buy your next round if you can answer four questions about airplanes. And I said, can I call my dad? And he said, you sure can. It's midnight, which means it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And my dad answered.
Oh, my God.
And we played Cowboy Wyoming Kenny Chesney trivia.
You know, he said to your mom before he answered, does this ever end?
When he answered, I dropped the biggest F-bomb. I said, F yeah, dad, you're the real MVP right now. I got four questions for you. Guess how many we got right?
Four?
Three.
Oh.
I know. But he
hang up on him? Did you hang up on him? Damn it, Dad.
Oh, now I want to know the fourth question.
And we have all four questions.
Yeah, we wrote them down and the correct answers.
All right. Okay. Ask the question. Will you ask the question?
Yeah.
I don't know if we know any.
Okay. Let me act like I just woke up.
Like, I'll be happy if I get one.
Now, act
I'm not a pilot.
Now, also act like you've had four green tea shots at this point.
Yeah, okay. And you're straddling a saddle.
Yes.
By the way, those shots, when I was looking at that, I go, those are bigger than
they're
shots.
They're real big.
Those are drinks.
The bartender really liked us. He gave us one of those rounds for totally free.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was laughing because as you were posting those, not to get too sidetracked, but as you were posting those, you were like, drink one, drink two, drink three. And I go, they're saying drink five, but in between there was also one where one was holding a beer and one was holding a long drink. I go, that's also a drink.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Categories, baby.
We had five shots and five drinks.
We were wild enough.
Okay. Beach.
All right. Airline questions.
Okay. Questions.
Do airplanes, like commercial airplanes, have windshield wipers?
Yes.
Yes.
Steven?
Yes.
You are correct.
Yeah, you can see them right on there.
Yeah. Is that the one your dad missed? Because that's embarrassing if
nope.
it is.
Mm-mm, I'll tell you which one I missed.
Do airplanes have horns? Like beep, beep.
I'm going to say yes to alert grounds crew people.
Yes.
Steven?
I'm thinking no, but I'm going to say yes.
It's no.
Way to go. You suck at this, Steve.
Yeah.
No, we missed the keys.
Do airplanes have keys to start the engine?
No.
That is correct. We said yes, but I got it mixed up because there's like the remove before flight little tag thingies. I don't know if that's just fighter planes or not. No.
I think that's mattresses.
I was getting real.
No, they do.
No, that's illegal to take those off, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And then also, do airplanes go backwards like on their own power? Can they go backwards?
No.
Yes.
I would say they could, but you'd have to have them turned on and use the thrusters.
His answer was no.
Yeah. They get towed backwards. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them get pushed, but I thought that was just because of the proximity to the people.
Turn on the thrusters near all of the people on the ground.
People sucked in.
Yeah. I tell him, I'm like, man, we just made best friends with you. When are you going to give us a buddy pass? Because when you're a pilot, you get companion passes and buddy passes. And he was talking about how much he loves Vegas. And he goes, do you trust me enough to plan a trip to Vegas and just tell you guys to get on a plane? And I looked at him, I go, I've almost joined four cults. I trust you my life at this point, friend. And he looked at me and he goes, all right.
Yeah, terrible person to ask that to.
I mean, this is basically the plot of Catch Me If You Can.
Or just the right person
to ask.
You're going
to be meeting his father, who's a doctor, in a minute.
Wyoming Kenny Chesney just kept looking at us, though. Every, like, 5 minutes would just be like, you two are just such a breath of fresh air.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so sweet.
I and think then that I'd, in Wyoming, that means easy marks.
Yes.
Well, then I'd point out and be like, you're great. Rather than like touching me weirdly, he'd grab my finger and say,
just hold it.
Thank you so much.
That's not weird at
all. Why would he do that?
I don't know. It was just really funny. But the best, honestly.
What would touching you weirdly be?
Like caressing my arm or
okay.
something in
yeah.
some weird way, like he was trying to hit on me. He picked up on the vibe. He was so damn funny. But then the next morning, we got up and we were feeling it. And so we said, all right, we got to go.
Did you guys take him to the airport after you got up?
No,
he had to bounce because he has to stop drinking within 12 hours of his next flight. So he had to leave.
Lame.
And so Maitland and I took our one last shot and then we bounced. But we woke up the next morning. We're going to go to Grand Tetons National Park and Yellowstone National Park. And we got after it. And one of the first places we stopped in Yellowstone is a little pull-off area. It drops like thousands of feet. It's absolutely stunning.
It's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I'm standing there like getting misty, just looking at it.
Yeah.
And as Maitland's getting misty-eyed, we'd seen this raven. I was like, is that a crow? Is that a raven? What is that thing? And as soon as we get out of the car, it like flies over to this little perch, right? And it's sitting right in this beautiful view. And this lady goes, I think it got a mouse. And sure enough, as we're looking, Maitland's crying because it's so beautiful. This raven starts ripping a mouse to shreds.
Oh, that's got
to
be some kind of omen.
Yeah. I posted the video on our story at FBHW show. It was so damn funny. And then by the end of the day, Maitland's got her sweatshirt where we're talking about, we want to touch the water. It's so cold and beautiful looking. And we get to this place where we can touch the water. And I said, Maitland, you down to clown? We're getting down there.
We were climbing a little bit on some rocks and it was muddy.
And Maitland did that thing where she slips and slips and slips, but never falls. And then I catch her and she slips and slips and slips and doesn't fall. And then she kind of puts an arm down and goes, oh no, my sweatshirt. And it's got mud all over the arm. So then she had to dip her arm into the lake. Yeah. But she never actually fell.
No,
it was great.
Doing everything I could to avoid falling on my ass. Because then after we leave like Yellowstone and the Tetons, we have a 5-hour drive back to Casper. So I'm like, I can't be soaking muddy and wet.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell them how fast I was going when I got pulled over? How many miles over this?
Yeah, we're over, so you have to tell us fast.
Okay.
Kelly got pulled over in Du Bois, Wyoming.
I thought that there was basically no speed limit in
Wyoming. We thought so, too. Okay.
It goes from 70 to 30 real fast.
We're in a town.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
We're passing through a town, and he stopped us, and he said, you were going 22 over. You were going 52 and a 30.
That's nothing.
In the station.
Oh, yeah, that's guy hiding behind billboard.
Did you get a ticket?
No, we did not.
We did not. He goes, this is going to be the nicest I am all week long. Because I even said, I was like, it went from 70 to 30, and I passed that thing that tracks your speed. It said I was going 39. He goes, clocked you at 52 and the 30. And I said, I'm really sorry. And we're in a station vehicle. I'm from Michigan. I don't really know what to do. Here's all the things I think you need. And he was like, looking at us. And he was like, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. Like, this is work for me, too.
Shout out to you, Robert. We love you.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you, sir.